This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Around 10 tornadoes hit Racine and Kenosha counties this month. Now the National Weather Service wants to hear from people who lived through them. They've put up a tornado tales survey. You can find it on the National Weather Service Milwaukee website. Officials say the responses could help improve future warnings. Public comment on the planned Kenosha Casino has closed, and federal officials will now review the feedback. The Menominee Tribe's proposal still needs environmental approval and then support from Wisconsin's governor. The process could still take months or longer. A former Racine Unified janitor is headed to prison after pleading guilty in a child sex abuse material case. 29-year-old Nicholas Wadnoski of Caledonia was sentenced to 3 years in prison and 3 years supervision. Officials said the case did not involve any local students. Millions in federal COVID relief money sent to Wisconsin schools is now being reviewed, and the state may have to pay some of it back. A federal audit said the Department of Public Instruction sent money to nearly 200 private schools that were not eligible. State leaders dispute the findings and say they followed federal guidance. A giant troll sculpture made from recycled wood is coming to Mount Pleasant. Leaders say the project, led by artist Thomas Dambo, could draw big crowds and boost the local economy. The village is asking for donated materials and volunteers. The final site will be picked after the artist visits. And Wind Point is preparing for a leadership change next month. Village Administrator Travis Wells will leave May 22nd to take a new job in South Milwaukee. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Millions of dollars in federal COVID relief money sent to Wisconsin schools is now under scrutiny, and the state may have to repay it. A federal audit says the Department of Public Instruction gave funds to nearly 200 ineligible private schools and lacked proper oversight. State officials pushed back, saying they followed federal guidance and that the claims are based on missing or misunderstood information. Federal officials are reviewing the findings and will decide what happens next. Wisconsin Rapids is taking early steps towards possibly bringing a data center to the area, while also hearing concerns from people living there. City leaders have approved a zoning update to define and regulate data centers before any proposals are formally submitted. Officials say they want to be proactive, as other communities have struggled with similar projects. A local group opposed to the idea is holding a meeting, and a public hearing is set for early May. Another attempt to redraw Wisconsin's congressional maps has failed in court, keeping the current lines intact. Judges say they're bound by the state Supreme Court, which has ruled these kinds of political questions can't be decided by lower courts. The challenge came from a group arguing the maps are unfair to Democrats. Backers of the maps call the decision a win, and the case could now move to appeal. The Madison Metropolitan School District is expected to see a significant decline in enrollment. Projections reported by the Cap Times show the district expects to lose more than 700 students over the next 5 years. Those numbers came from the district's initiative to redraw district maps, which will be voted on next February. The report comes after Madison lost about 100 students for this school year. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
A scary moment for a Brewers pitcher. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 2 of the Brewers and Arizona Diamondbacks is tonight at AmFam Field. Some scary moments last night for the Brewers pitcher Chad Patrick, who said he lost his vision while on the mound in the second inning.
I couldn't see a good 15, 20 seconds. Felt like my eyeballs were at the top of my head. Like, it was, like, blurry. I don't know. It was just a weird feeling, you know, a feeling I definitely don't want to have again.
The 27-year-old right-hander had his blood pressure checked later. Manager Pat Murphy.
He threw up in between innings and had some stomach stuff that he's battled all year. And then when he got back out there, like, the blood kind of rushed to his head or whatever, and he couldn't focus for a minute. So we gave him a little break, and then he was fine.
The Brewers went on to win 13-2 thanks to an 8-run rally in the sixth. College basketball, more March Madness. A proposal to expand the tournament from 68 to 76 teams next year. The NCAA to make a decision next month. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy with a sprinkle or two possible this afternoon. We'll get to around 54 for a high today. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 30s tomorrow. partly to mostly cloudy with a sprinkle or two in the afternoon and a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.